Blog Talk Radio.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand. For your life is in His hands.
I'm feeling all in my spirit right now. I'm feeling it. No matter what. what may come my way.
Lord, have your way.
I pray that you
may come my way.
Oh, hallelujah. No matter what you're going, His grace and mercy do it for Him. He loves you. I know He does.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, beloved, to the Salt of the Earth. I'm your host, Alexandra Cole, and I'm joined by my co-host, Pastor Paige and Kendra Cole. I was out last week because I had a little oral surgery, a tooth removed, so I wasn't able to come on because my mouth was still healing. Amen. But I am back. I missed you guys, and I am ready to deliver a message to you today. Amen. So let's get started. Come on in, get comfortable, and get ready for a blessing and some spiritual praying and praise. Thank you for joining us today, so let's get to it. My Lord and Savior, put this on my heart to pray and pray for the masses. This COVID virus is getting us ready for more to come, and it's giving us a chance to slow down and get things organized and orderly with the Lord. This prayer line started as a result of the Holy Spirit telling me this virus is our enemy, and we need to be putting on our spiritual armor and getting back to the Bible, the Word. So let's pray together and stay together. Amen. And in the word of God, let's stand on his promises and pray our way through this pandemic as one. Lord Jesus, we love you, we adore you, and we come before your presence and ask for forgiveness for anything we've said or done, not in your will or way. We repent and we position ourselves for prayer, breakthrough, blessings, and healing. We come before your presence with the sweet aroma of prayer and ask that you hear and accept these prayers as a sweet offering before you to heal the land. Amen. So today's topic is about forgiveness. And I think we've talked about this before, but today we're just going to talk on it a little bit more and see where everyone is and how forgiveness works. Amen. So at this time, we have a poem by Sister Kendra.
Thank you, Sister Alexandra. Today's poem is titled, My People Know Me. My people know me. They long to look upon my face. My people know me. They know my mercy and my grace. They gave their life to me and received eternal salvation. They gave their heart to me and do not fear damnation. They spent their time yearning to know more about me. They spent their lives learning from the word that sets them free. My people know me, and on that final judgment day, they will receive their reward and will hear me say, welcome, good and faithful servant, who in this world turned to me. They will not hear those dreaded words of, go away, I never knew thee. My people know me. They have listened to hear my pain, to hear my plan. They have sacrificed their lives to follow the great I am. My people know me. Are you one of mine? Come and follow me before the end of time. Thank you. Now turn it back over to Sister Alexandra.
Amen. Thank you, Kendra, for that beautiful poem. Today's topic is forgiveness. Forgiveness. What is forgiveness? What does forgiveness mean? Amen. So let me engage you in today's topic, because today we need forgiveness now more than ever. Just look around you. Forgiveness is needed everywhere you look. Is forgiveness hard to do? Does forgiveness cost you anything? Peace of mind. But is forgiveness painful? It can be. Let me share an experience in forgiveness with you. This one sticks out and is close to me. This experience is with my oldest sister. Now, I'm the baby girl, and by being the oldest sister sometimes, we may feel that because we're the oldest, we're like maybe next to mama. So let me say, me and my sister, whom I love dearly, we are now on better ground. But a couple of years back, I can recall me and my sister, we were going through this little feud. Now, the feud was an unnecessary feud, but since my sister was the oldest, she wanted to give me her opinion on something that she, it was just an opinion, but she wanted to give me her opinion on something, and she felt that I should have went with her because she was the oldest. So I couldn't agree with what her opinion was because it didn't make sense to me, but it made a lot of sense to her. So she was very upset with me. And when I say very upset, you know, when you have your brother and sister sibling little rivalry or touchy situation, you kind of go back and forth with an issue, and one of you guys may, like, blow up or get mad, or and we say things that we shouldn't say. So my sister was upset with me, and she really expressed her opinion, and I listened to everything she said, and she was so mad, and she was rattling on, and next thing I know, my sister told me, you know what? You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything I tell you. You know what? I don't care how you live. I don't care what she said. I don't care how you live, sleep or sleep. I don't care where you live, eat or sleep. And she told me, what else she said? And you know what? You can just leave right now. Go outside and get in your raggedy car and leave. And I was just like, we adults, we can't talk about this, even though you my big sister, I'm hearing you, but you got to give me time to digest this. But she wanted me to make a rash decision at that time, and I needed to take it and digest it and whatever time I needed to look at it and give her an answer. Maybe not right away, but she wanted me to make she wanted a response right on the spot, and I didn't give it to her, and she blew up with me. Now, to me, that was unnecessary, but maybe not to her, because she was in her feelings, and that's how she was feeling. So she told me to get in my raggedy car and leave. And I was like, wow. But guess what? I wasn't driving a raggedy car at all. I don't drive raggedy cars. I was driving a Mercedes-Benz, but she was upset with me, called my car raggedy. But that's not the point. The point of it is she was saying things to try to hurt me as much as possible. So it was like cutting with a knife. That was unnecessary. I never thought I would hear that from my sister. Blood of my blood, flesh of my flesh. We came from the same mother and father. But she cut me like that, and that hurt. And she wanted to make sure that she hurted me because she was looking at the response in my face. And when she was blasting off at me, I was like, wow, my older sister just told me this just because I didn't agree with her. And that hurt. That really hurt, but I didn't show it. But she was looking for the response. She was looking for the pain to come. She was looking for the agony, but I didn't show any. But, yeah, it did hurt. it did hurt. I did leave, you know, because at that time she didn't want to talk to me. But she was very angry, and she said something that she couldn't take back, and she didn't take back. Months passed, and I went home, and I prayed for my sister. When she did that to me, and I was hurt like that, it cut like a knife, I went and prayed, and I talked to the Lord, and that was heavy on my heart. I told the Lord, I would never say that to a sibling of mine. But my sister was so in her feelings and so angry at me, she tried to cut me as deep as she could and make me feel a certain type of way. So I just prayed for her. I went home and I prayed for her, and I soaked in it. Was I angry at her? Not really, but I was surprised that my blood would tell me something like that because it was not that serious. But she was feeling that at that time she needed to say what she wanted to say. And I thought about it. Does my sister hold something against me that I don't know about? Is this sibling rivalry or something that's coming out? Because my sister always had a little bit of distance in between me, and I never knew what it was. And I used to ask her, what was it? And my nephews sometimes say, when I come over, I make his mom go to the next level. Or what was that he said? He said I triggered her. And I don't know why I triggered my sister. Because I never did anything to her but showed her love, talked to her, tried to get her to come and do things with me. But she just wasn't feeling it. So you can't make people do anything. Amen. But this is, to me, this was a forgiveness. I needed to forgive my sister for what she said to me because it hurt. It cut deep. And at that point, I just prayed to the Lord, and I just asked him to take that pain away. I asked him to help my sister, and I asked him to show me why she treated me the way she did when I've done nothing to her. And she's always been like this. But we don't know what people think. We don't know how people deal with things. Amen? So that's my story of forgiveness. I asked the Lord to forgive her, and then I let it go because I wasn't going to carry that pain and that hurt that she tried to give me. She tried to give me a jacket, and I wasn't wearing it because I wasn't guilty of anything but just listening and maybe not agreeing. But she hurted me with those words. But I did not show it. Amen. I didn't show it. I just dealt with it the best way I could, which is went and prayed on it and talked to the Lord about it. Have you experienced a tragedy or a hurtful situation with a loved one and you can't forgive because of the hurt or the pain? That pain can run deep. That pain, it can be very painful. And you don't want anyone to know that you was hurt by what they said. Read, Kendra. Okay, Sister Kendra.
Verse 21 through 22. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say unto thee, until seven times, but until 70 times seven.
Amen. So I forgave my sister for what she did, and I had to release it. Now, I could have been angry with her. I could have held that heaviness. I could have held that burden. I could have been upset with her and put back more negative energy into it. But what good was it going to do me? I would have been the one walking around with it. I would have been the one doing more suffering than her because she said what she had to say. She got it off her chest if that's how she was feeling. And I would have been the one carrying the bag, being negative, being upset with her, and not forgiving her, but I had to forgive her to clear myself. I had to. You know what? Because I know Jesus knows this would be a hard, this would be hard for a lot of us to forgive. It's hard for us to forgive. I'm just going to tell it like it is. It is hard for a lot of us to forgive someone when they do something to us, especially if they're close to us or a loved one, a spouse, someone who has got into our space, and we show them love and we spent many years with them, and then all of a sudden they do something to us that touch us like that, that cut us. It just cuts us. It makes us feel a certain type of way. You feel like that because you love that person. And for them to say something to you to make you feel like they don't care, all of a sudden all this love, this attention, years, memories, and then they say something to you that cuts you like a knife, like you don't even belong to them. That hurts. What about the non-believers? I wonder how do they, if they don't believe, how do they deal with forgiveness? How do they deal with belief, forgiveness, if they're a non-believer? So if they don't believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then how do they deal with their forgiveness? How does it come out of them? Does it come out in anger, hurt, and pain? Does it come out in a way that it's hurtful to other people, that they lash out and hurt everyone around them, or they take it to the next level where it's dealt with by the police? How do people forgive? Because some people can't forgive. Some people, it takes them time. Now, based on the word, is it right, according to the word, to ignore what Jesus says and hold on to unforgiveness? Do we choose how we want to deal with hard situations when it comes to forgiveness? I know we deal with pain and loss on a daily basis. And although everyone deals with this loss and pain, hurt differently, we all deal with it differently. We can only go through it successfully with the help of God. No one can ease what you're feeling or what you're going through but God. It's heavy, and it can be very painful, and sometimes we have to go through to get to the other side. So when we're in hurt, loss, and pain, we have to process it the best way possible so we can get back to a healthy state of mind. It may not happen overnight, but it will happen. When we look at the daily loss of lives by random acts of crime and those who are supposed to protect and serve and mass shootings, we can only call out and say, Abba, which is Father. Please, Lord. Please, Father. I need you so much right now. How do we get through this? We look to the living word, the scriptures, and we listen for God. Kendra, read.
Matthew 6, verse 14 through 15. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
So we as saints should be living by the word and do our best to comply. It helps us to know we are following Jesus' lead and being obedient, as well as getting experience from our walk and bearing our cross. So, forgiveness, right? It can be. Is it painful? It can be. But can we forgive? Can we let it go? While it is one of the to simply obey the Lord's command to forgive.
There are additional
benefits as well when it comes to forgiveness. For example, the release from your own mental and emotional prison. When we hold on to anger, unwillingly or unable to forgive, we only hurt ourselves. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Mark 11:25. And when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any,
how much is that?
That your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses.
Amen.
Amen. So let's start forgiving. Let's practice what the Bible said. Let's start practicing forgiveness. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. But Jesus also knew it was going to be hard for us as well. That's the reason why he has forgiveness in the Bible over 95 times. Forgiveness is something that we need to do on a daily basis. We need to forgive ourselves. We need to forgive others. And when we let that go, when we forgive them and let it go, it's more better for us, because holding on to anything that's heavy and that's a burden, we weren't built to carry stuff like that. We were built to give it to the Lord Jesus Christ. The person who refused to forgive eventually moves on. And we are left holding on to the heaviness, frustration, and pain all by ourselves.
Yes.
So we left with the bag. I'd rather give mine up. It's not that I want to hold on to that pain. It's just I choose not to, because my Lord said that in order for me to be forgiven by him, I must. It says, I must forgive. Amen. And so we are in that period right now. Forgiveness is muchly needed at this time. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. That's what we're talking about today, forgiveness. We have to forgive. We have to lighten that load and let it go. Nothing down on this earth is so important that you hold on to that negativity. Don't you know that stuff stresses you out? If you don't let that stuff go, that stuff will eat at you and it'll turn into something bigger and bigger forming inside of you. It can turn into a disease. It can take you to mental illness. Let it go. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Let it go. It's not worth your mental health. It's not worth your health. It's not worth it. It's old. It's behind you. Let it go. Nothing down here is that important that you have to carry a burden for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Yeah. I've heard some of the silliest stories. I heard a story about two sisters arguing over a blanket. They didn't speak to each other for 20 years. 20 years over a blanket.
Yes.
Please forgive. Forgiveness is one of the best gifts that the Lord could have ever introduced to us and told us how to relieve ourselves. You will be less stressful and you will be more available to your awareness, your senses, and you will be more lighter. You will be lighter. Let it go. Whatever it was that hurt you, that took you to that place, let it go. If we learn to forgive on a regular basis and walk in the word of forgiveness, then we'll do better for ourselves. It'll be easy to let it go. Whenever something comes up, And no matter how hard and painful it is, we see mothers every day on television losing their sons to violence, to the people that are supposed to protect and serve us, the police. But we still got to forgive no matter how painful. It's going to take some time. It's not going to happen overnight. But we need to forgive them because we can't bring them back. Holding anger won't bring them back.
Amen.
Holding something against someone will not bring it back. It will not correct it. Just let it go. Mm-hmm. And to this day, my sister has never apologized. But guess what? I forgive her. If she never apologizes, I've let it go. I've gave it to God, and I've moved on. So she's
Amen.
Moved on, and I've moved on. But I took mine to the Lord. So let it go, whatever it is, husband's wife, sister, brother, friend, let it go. Let it go.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, let it go. Your
Amen.
Life, you will see that your life will be better. Amen?
Amen.
So I want to end on this note. I want to end on this note that we are God's children. And he give us the word for a reason. And the word show us how to lighten our load and show us how to forgive and keep on moving. Because it's nothing too big for God. Nothing. And when we come up against things that's too big for us, we just give it to God. Lighten the load and give it to the Lord and keep moving.
Amen.
Lighten the load and give it to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn it over to Pastor Paige.
Voila.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank God for forgiveness. Forgiveness. Amen. This is a time to forgive. You don't want to be holding up against anyone. You want to let it go. Amen. And don't be weighted down. Don't be weighted down with unforgiveness. That is something in order for you to be free, you got to free the other person. And if somebody today, you got a hold against your brother, you know somebody got a hold against you, someone has offended you, you know, if the people who offended you, if they knew better, they wouldn't have done it. Because, you know, for them to offend you, you know, they said, God will fight your battle if you just forgive them, amen. He said, for those who offend you, it's been better for them to put a rope around their neck and put a block on the end of it and threw it in the sea. And that is why we said forgive, because we don't want God to do, not only just say God do something to you, but God do something to them. You don't want God to hurt your brother, hurt your sister. This is why you got to love them more than you love yourself, because you don't want nothing to happen to them. If you can get to a place you don't want anything to happen to your sister or brother, then you got to forgive them and ask God to forgive them. You know, the last thing, one of some of the last words Jesus spoke on the cross, Lord, forgive them. They know not what they do. And here it is. We got a dying Savior, dying on the cross. Hasn't done anything for anybody. The only thing he did was try to help someone. And yet, on the cross, he asked the Father, forgive them. Now, he's asking God to forgive them. They were the ones that did that to him. It wasn't that he did anything to them. They did that to him, and he was asking God to forgive them, Lord. They don't know what to do, what they're doing. Now, I thought about that. I keep thinking about that myself now, and I said, probably if that was me, I would have been saying, God, get them, God, get them. That's probably what I may have just said. If I had been hanging on the cross, they did something to me like that. But because we're supposed to be in the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he said, as he has done, so shall we do. And if he forgave for the thing that was done to him, then we can forgive others for the things they've done to us. We have offended God. We've done things wrong to God. And all the things that we've done wrong to God, Jesus asked for God for forgiveness for us. And so he gave a sacrifice of himself so that we would not be found guilty. Is that somebody today? Amen. You know you sinned against God. You know you sinned because we all have sinned and come short. But today you want to come and ask God for forgiveness for yourself, to ask God to forgive you because you know you've done wrong to him. And so if someone wants to be saved today, the first thing you got to do, you got to acknowledge your sin and ask God for forgiveness. This is where we come, say, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That is step number one for your salvation. But another step for your salvation of yourself to be forgiven, if somebody has ought against you, or you got something against somebody, ask God to forgive you for the thought that you had against your sister, for the thought you had against your brother, for the thought, oh Lord, for the thing they said to you or did to you. Just ask God, God, I forgive them. Say, I forgive them. I know some of you may have been molested. Some of you might have been raped. Some of you might have been abused. Some may have been misused. Some has been put in all kind of predicament that wasn't right. Now is the day to say, Lord, forgive them. They didn't know what they was doing. I forgive them, Lord. I forgive them. And now, Lord, I forgive them now, Lord. Now, Lord, forgive me for all the things I've done against you. And the Bible said if we confess with our mouth, believe in our heart, we can be saved. And so today, is there someone with a testimony or a praise report? If you got some pain in your life today or something that happened to you in the past, why don't you release it right now in Jesus' name? Who's going to be first today? Testimony, prayer request. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This is Elder Prevost. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Blessing to be on the line today. Amen. I have a testimony about forgiveness. Praise God. I was actually talking to my wife. Well, my wife was talking to me about this actually last night about when you forgive people, when you read the word of God and you forgive people for the things they've done to you, you can actually read the story that you've been telling yourself about your life. You can actually restructure that whole story. Because you thought they were hurting you, but God used everything they did to help you. If it wouldn't have been for the things that we've been through in our lives, our character, the people we are, we wouldn't be who we are today. I used to get angry because I was in a situation where my grandmother died when I was younger, they basically took my insurance money, my college money. And I always felt like, you know, because of that, my life went on the wrong trajectory or whatever. But now I can look back and see if it wouldn't have been for that, I wouldn't be who I am today. So I can forgive them and be thankful. At the same time, some of them even dead. So it would be crazy of me to still be mad at people who are dead and gone. So I had to let that go. I had to forgive them and realize God has a plan for everything. And everything that happens, he uses it to our good. So I thank God for that. That's all I have.
Well, amen. That's good. Everything will work together for the good.
Amen.
Yeah. Even the bad things that we thought were bad to us, even those things will work together for your good. Because, you know, when we look at the word testimony, the first part of that word is test.
Mm-hmm.
The first part of the word is test. In other words, you don't have a money if you've never been through a test. And mm-hmm. if we would realize everything that you faced in life was just a test. And when you faced it and got over them, it became a testimony. And so the reason you got something to talk about today is because you went through a test and made it through it, and now you got a testimony.
Amen.
So all of your experiences, all those things we faced was experiences. That was God testing you. The reason they said that to you, God wanted to see how you was going to act, how you were going to respond. When you're going to be responding negative, you're going to respond positive, amen? You're going to respond like God, or you're going to respond like everything calls for a response. And so if someone did something to you, God want to use that. God will use that for to be able to help somebody else with it, regardless of what it is. I had a conversation with a lady today, and I never knew she had some masculine qualities. I guess I'll say it like that, amen. I never knew she had masculine qualities. Or tendencies, that's what I'm going to say, tendencies. And I found out today she said she had some, but she was getting over it now. You know, she's changing. She's putting off her pants, and then she ain't wearing none of the dresses. She knows the way she acted. She's talking about the way she acted and all of that. And I was talking about the same thing I'm talking about now. I said, well, there's something happened in your past, didn't you? You was molested in your past, didn't you? She said, you know, I have never told anybody this but you. And I'm talking to you about it because I can open up to you. But the thing that happened to you, whoever did it to you, they didn't know what they were doing. Forgive them. And she said, I have forgiven them. I got to move on. I can't let it happen in my past that stopped me from this for my future. Unforgiveness will stop you from having a future. Now, who else? Somebody else today to realize something that happened to you. Whoever got the background, would you mind muting it out, whatever that is? All right. Thank you. So if anybody got another testimony or report that you forgave somebody and something good happened to you, or somebody did something to you for a while, you was angry. You was angry with them for a while, but you got over it. Is that somebody?
Praise the Lord, Pastor. This is Brother James from Las Vegas.
Yes, sir.
I just want to give praise to God, who's the ruler, who's ahead of my life, and the author and the finisher. I just thank God for the topic, forgiveness, because in this Christian walk, you have to use that. That's like your MasterCard. You got to use that all the time.
Yeah,
you got to use it on your job. You got to use it in your home, wherever you go. You got to use it. For me, a lot of it is it's not what you say, it's how you say and the tone you use. You know, and people get offended by what you're saying and the tone of it, and then they think you have an attitude. It's not necessarily an attitude. So therefore, you have to say you have to forgive for peace sake. You know, sometimes. Like, I just went through something with my roommate, and I didn't talk to him for 2 days. But, you know, and then I talked to a couple of people, and they said, the way I handled it was wrong. So I thought about it, and I said, you know what, I got to go and ask that brother to forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
And I exactly did that. He said, I apologize for how I handled the situation when I brought it to him. And he said, no problem. He says, I know people go, you know, everybody go through something, you know what I mean? Anyway, and it was just a relief off of me, you know what I'm saying? Not for him, it was for me.
Yeah.
You know, and so I can move on, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, people going to go, regardless if they forgive you or not, it's not about them forgiving you. Is you getting released from saying for you get released and say, you know, I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying? I made a mistake, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's humble. That's being humble. And in this Christian walk, we got to be humble. So forgiveness plays a big part in our walk.
Yes, it does.
And we're gonna be using that word forgiveness until we get caught up and go to glory, because we're gonna be tested all kind of ways.
Amen.
You know, and I thank God for the topic, because forgiveness plays a real vital part of my life, because I had to forgive a lot of people as I was growing up. My mother, my father, I had to forgive them. Just different ones in my family I had to forgive. Even with my relationship with my son, I had to ask him to forgive me, because I left him when I was 3 years old, and now we got the most beautiful relationship in the world.
Amen.
And that's by the grace of, God.
Amen.
You know, so I just thank God for forgiveness, because without forgiveness, I would, like the elder said, I wouldn't be where I'm at now without forgiveness.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that. That was good. Amen. You know, the Bible said, blessed are the peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemaker. For theirs is the kingdom of God, the peacemaker. You know,
amen.
When you forgive, you're becoming a peacemaker. You're making peace with your brother. You're making peace with your sister. It says, blessed and happy are those of the peacemakers.
Amen.
And forgiveness is part of the way, forgiveness is a way of making peace with your brother. And making peace with your sister. Making peace with your brother. And then, you know, after you felt so bad, you don't feel bad no more once y'all been made peace with one another.
Amen.
You know, if y'all wasn't talking at first, but now you're talking, now you're going to school together. Amen, you know. You ain't angry all the time, and you're not pouting or whatever, and you made peace. And so that is what forgiveness is, really a way of making peace. We make peace with God through forgiveness, and we make peace with one another through forgiveness. And is there someone else, amen, got another testimony? That was a good testimony to say that I had to go back and I felt bad about what I did, and I had to go back and apologize and say, forgive me for the way I acted. I realized it wasn't right.
Yeah.
Someone else.
Yeah.
Pastor, this is Daryl. Every time we talk about this, I have to say, y'all need to pray for me, because I'm not sure if I'm forgiven or not. And the devil, the battle's in your mind, and the devil is constantly saying, if you see this person, you know what to do, go to jail with pride and stuff like that. I want to walk forgiveness. Like I'm saying, the biggest thing is the devil trying to tempt in the mind, you know, to go the wrong way. Something that, you know, I thank God I'm 60 years old. If I go to jail now for 20 or 30 years, I'm done. So that's a trap for me.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So, you know, pray for me to have forgiveness where those thoughts won't be coming.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to pray for Brother Daryl. He needs some forgiveness. Is that exactly you want to pray for Brother Daryl? So he can have some forgiveness so that he won't go off on nobody.
Amen.
Well, that's
not easy.
You won't pray for him, Sister Alexander. Pray for Brother Daryl so he won't go off on nobody.
Okay. And I also want to say, Lord, I want to learn to walk in this forgiveness every day. That does not mean that you are weak. That does not mean you are a punk. That does not mean that. So we need, I am going to start practicing on a regular basis. Not saying I wasn't, but I'm just now going to keep this in the forefront of me, and I'm just going to be forgiving. I'm just going to be forgiving. I mean, just be forgiving. You know what I'm saying? Because we are in wicked times. We are in a wicked world. And the devil just wants you to cross that line. Give him a reason. Just give him a reason so he can act up and somebody get hurt. So I challenge everybody on this line. Let's start practicing forgiveness. It's not hard. It is not hard. We can just let it go. It seems like it's hard, Like I said, it don't mean that you weak. It don't mean none of that. As long as no one is trying to take your life, let it go. Let it go. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Brother Daryl and everyone on the line today that you give us all forgiveness. Give us more than our portion. Let us forgive those that do anything against us that they should not. Let us have forgiveness in our heart when the devil brings something to us and tests us and challenges us. Let us forgive because we need to be forgiven because you've forgiven us. Let's keep that at the forefront of our mind and let us continue to walk in your word and in wisdom. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank God for that, amen. I always remember vengeance belongs to the Lord, and the Lord will repay the recompense of the reward. And so if we can remember, God will take vengeance, not us, and we give it over to God and let God handle it, it's going to work out. It's going to come out the way that it should come out, amen. I just had one other scripture there. It says Matthew 5:46. It says, but if you love them which love you, what reward have you? What do you get for somebody that love you? You know, anybody can do that. Anybody can love somebody that love them, but can you love somebody without receiving any love back? And that's what they call the agape love. That's what we got to have. In order to give, we've got to love that way. We got to love even those that don't love us back. Amen? And forgive. And so if you want to be rewarded, he said, if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the public in the same? And so we got to do something different. We got to show ourselves different. We got to show ourselves being forgiven. Even when we get upset sometimes, we're going to forgive the people that made us mad. And then you think about it, you know, sometimes you can get fired off a job and you got all upset about it and you mad with that person, and you wouldn't have got that good job if you had never lost that other job.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Amen. But you were so upset you wanted to get your gun out and go kill somebody and wanted to go shoot the boss man and wanted to... It's kind of like the FedEx man, kind of like the FedEx man did today or yesterday, whenever it was.
Yesterday, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Some unforgiveness.
Amen.
They did something to him, and he went back and killed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
What necessary?
And then he killed himself.
Or, I don't know if that was in a state where you give you the chair or not, but he's gonna be doing life anyway.
Shumi, Pastor, he ain't going to do nothing because he killed himself.
Oh, he killed himself?
Yes, he did. He took out some people, and then he turned the gun on himself.
Oh, wow. Now, think about
that.
Now he lost everything.
Yes, he did.
See, sometimes we can lose just a small thing and gain everything.
Yes.
But one act of hatred and vengeance and anger caused all that to take place. Amen. There's somebody else, amen. They got something they want to say, they want to add in, they want to testify about. Amen. About this forgiveness, amen. It's a good topic. Amen.
Yes, it is.
Because I know we get upset with each other sometimes. Over nothing sometimes. Well, I don't like what he said. No, he was talking about me.
Amen.
No, I don't like him. I don't like him. Well, you don't have to be like that. Amen. Forgive him.
Right.
If somebody else before we pray and go, or we just try to give everybody a chance to weigh in on this subject, if you got some. Sister Kendra?
No, nothing to say at this time.
No, you never been angry with anybody?
Well, I have been angry at some people, and I cried it out. I blocked it out, moved on. And then you know how like you might forget about it, like you'll forget about it, because you start getting busy. You know, like if the incident happened last week, or Ronnie, let's say if it it happened last week. So within that week, I'm probably paying my attention on other things. Uh-huh. And then you like, and then you still have to ask God to forgive you, and then eventually you move on.
Pastor, can I say something? I think that if you don't ask for forgiveness, you'll end up having some kind of altercation with the person, or bumping into the person again, and eventually you're gonna have to correct that. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, you know, eventually you're gonna have to go back and correct that, because you won't be able to move further on. I mean, you move on naturally, but spiritually you won't be able to move on because you'll be stunting yourself.
Hey, man. That's a good point. You need to get it right.
Yeah,
you got to get it right.
Just drowning it
sometimes don't help, because that means it ain't over.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, well made. Thank you.
Hey, man,
you're welcome.
Kind of like,
welcome, my brother.
Like cutting a, you know, you cut the top off of something, but you leave the root.
Yeah,
it's going to grow back.
And sometimes it's going to grow back because you didn't go back and deal with the root of the thing to find out what it was.
Yep.
So go back and get the roots up now, because if that thing came between you, there must have been a root there somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's good to go back and get that root up and get rid of the root, so the problem will be over with.
Yeah, that is very true.
Amen. That was a good point. Yes, we need to go back and do something with that, so that something can be done about it. And
yeah, because
it come back. But that person, if you didn't like that person at first, you meet that person on the street and one of your had good days.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say a bad day. You had good day when you had good days, and you went into that person. That thing gonna come right back up. That root gonna jump right back out of that.
Yeah, it will.
And that Prevost had that the other day. He said, cut it down by the root, because the reason you're acting the way you act, because there's a root to that thing. There's a reason behind why that happened.
Right.
Say something, go ahead. Who was that?
That was me, Pastor. I was just going to say one more thing. I was going to say, I noticed we can forgive who we want to forgive. Like you said earlier,
before
you be with your wife or your husband, and y'all holding hands, but you done forgave them for stuff throughout the relationship. Sometimes you gotta be reminded of the stuff they done did. So it's like I think that's what Jesus meant when he said, if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could pull this tree up by the root. Because if you love somebody, you'll forgive them real quick. I know couples, they've been together, their husbands have cheated, their wives have cheated, and they sit around and talk about it and laugh like it was funny. Remember when I caught you with that girl with that weave, that bad weave in her head, and I'm like, this is funny to y'all? And like, they done forgave me. So it's like, you can forgive who you want to forgive. So it's all up to us to forgive who we. I know people who got molested in marriage, they molested us. I was like, what is that about? That's just crazy. but I mean, I just said that to say, you forgive who you want to forgive. It's just up to us. Make a decision.
Hey, amen.
Amen.
Like you said, love, I guess that's why Jesus said, love will overcome all. But love will overcome all. If you love somebody, like you said, you can forgive them. Amen. If you love somebody, you can put up with them or whatever it is. But love will conquer it all. And so, yeah, if you love somebody, you forgive them and you move on and not keep bringing it back. And how does that thing go? Love does what? What is that, 13th chapter of love? If you have not charity, you have nothing. You know, love doesn't hold any grudges and all the things that love doesn't do. And so love can even forgive. And so for love, say God forgave us because he loved us.
Oh, yeah, love covers a multitude of sins.
Multitude of sins, amen. And so let us try to get that down within us. It's supposed to be already in us, but let us try to get it in us enough that we can forgive somebody, because sometimes the things do come, sometimes it do flare back up. You know, you do it, somebody say something, a thought come to you, and all of a sudden, it's back up again. You got to kill that thought and get rid of it.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else before we go? Amen. Somebody else want to add something else? Amen. It's been a good topic. Anybody sharing in on it?
Just say, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do in the situation?
Amen. Good thought.
Amen.
What would Jesus do? Amen. Amen.
This is Sister Alexandra, and I just want to say it again that I love my brothers and sisters in Christ. I had a minister that I was getting close to. We were really good friends, and I have forgiven him. I mean, you ain't gonna see me boo-hooing and crying and all that type of stuff, but I'm just saying, I really do love him as a sister in Christ, and we were really good friends. So when he asked me to forgive him, I did forgive him. I really did from my heart. I told him that I love him, and sometimes people are like, well, yeah, I don't believe you or whatever, but it's true. It's true. I don't have to do a dance and a performance, but it's true. I love you from my heart. I don't say things I don't. Amen. I don't say things I don't mean because I don't have to say it. I don't have nothing to prove to anybody, and I don't have to put on a performance. But when I told him that, it was genuine, 150%. But they might still be feeling a certain type of way, and you just give them time, and you give them time. So I just wanted to say that because you won't be able to please everybody, but I don't have anything against them. And like I said, I do love them. I do love them. So I don't hold anything against anybody, but a lot of people think you do when you really don't. They just don't know. I mean, it's not like you out there advertising or whatever, but it's nothing that I'm holding back. If I tell you something is genuine, like I said, otherwise I don't even have to say it. But I've forgiven him. I've forgiven him, and it's genuine.
Line muted.
50, and so I just hope that person knows that, and they not thinking I'm hooking.
Amen,
I'm not holding
amen,
words
amen.
Against nobody. That's the last thing I want to do, because I can't sit right with God holding a grudge against something that's silly. I can't sit like that. I don't know how other people can sit, but I can't. It would bother me. I would have to be talking to somebody or something. But the only person I'd be talking to is somebody that I know close, or either to Jesus. But when I say that, I'm like Jesus. When I say it is done, it is done. So it is done. I'm glad that it's done. And I just want
amen.
To let
we are tuned into. Alexandra Kendrick Cope and Bishop Mike Page.
You can't hold things against people. You can't hold things against people because nobody's perfect. We strive for perfection, but nobody's perfect. Amen.
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 Well, praise God. Praise God. And amen. That's good. Amen. As long as you've done what you know you're supposed to do, you can't look for what everybody else want to do. Do what you're supposed to do.
Right.
The other person is, other people are themselves to do what they know to do. But the main thing is that we do what we know to be right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's there won't be no guilt on us for not doing right.
Right.
We know we've done all that you know you can do.
Amen.
And that's the main thing. You got to know. That's between you and God, then. God knows you've forgiven. God knows you've done it. And if you know you've done it and God knows you've done it, doesn't the Bible say if two shall agree as touching anything we ask, it's going to be done?
Amen.
Amen.
So if you come in an agreement with the word, that's two of y'all, right? It's you and God.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Amen. And so let's praise God. We thank God for the day and the time. All we put in here on this, everybody had something to say. That's good to have some forgiveness as a subject. We can never talk enough about it. It's something you always need to be brought up. You could have been talking about it this week, and before the weekend, you done got mad with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, before you get off the line, you've been getting mad with somebody. And the next 10 minutes, you can be angry with somebody. So we're going to need it again. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you for the people on the line today. We thank you, Lord, that we have come together to talk about forgiveness today. Lord, help us to forgive one another, Lord. Let us not hold any ought against one another, Lord. Let us not hold any grudges, Lord. Let us not hold anything against one another, Lord. But, Lord, may we love one another, even as you have loved us, Lord. And, Lord, even in forgiveness, Lord, you died to make things right. You made things right with us and the Father. Lord, we give ourselves as a sacrifice and an offering, Lord, that things might be right, Lord, and that we might bring peace between me and my sister, me and my brother, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for the peace that you give. And, Lord, we set a peace that passes all understanding that keep our hearts, our mind, and our soul stayed in Christ Jesus. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost, Lord, may it rest, rule, and abide within us henceforth now and forevermore. Glory and honor and praise as we dismiss from this line, but not from your presence. We pray in Jesus' name tonight. Amen. Y'all be blessed. Go ahead,
Amen. Sir. Amen. So everyone have a great weekend. Be safe. And I put you in the hands of our Heavenly Father. Be safe. Lord, I ask that you put a hedge of protection around us as we go about our daily business in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. See you guys next Friday. Love you and take care.
Amen.
Amen.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with
Look at somebody. Tell them, agree with me.
Agree with me.
We're all a part.
We're all a part of God's body.
It is His will.
It is His will that every need be supplied. You are.
Open your mouth and say, I need you.
I need you.
Let me hear you. You need me.
You need me.
Oh, we're all.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree with me.
Agree.
I love you.
Happy hands, everybody.